Hello, my name is Yohai Kiryadi, and I'm a principal program manager on the Azure team, specifically working for Azure Websites. My session title is Manage Your Websites, Not Your VM, which is a little bit odd with respect to the IaaS and the IT Pro guys, because it's more of a kind of a platform play. And to be specific, Azure Websites platform is a platform as a service hosting websites where you don't really need to care for the actual VMs running underneath. So in this session, we'll just review what is website, how it can help, and how it can reduce a lot of the maintenance and management aspects of websites/VMs. If there's only one thing you're taking away from my session, it will be how easy it is to start with Azure Websites, deploy websites, connect them to your network or anything like that, on-premise, on Azure, in a matter of seconds, without the need to worry about VM maintenance and all the hassle that goes with that. So unlike Mark Rasinovich, who has a C-3PO head, all I got is this lousy t-shirt. But I wear my Darth Vader or my Star Wars gear to all my presentations in the last couple of years, so it's kind of become my trademark. So Mark, I see you on Wednesday. Take care.
And we're back to the live stream. If you're joining us live here at Level Up Azure IaaS for IT Pros, my name is Rick Claus at @RickStracidian on the Twitter. And I just want to remind people that we are able to take questions if you're interested during the live stream. Just below the player, there's a little section down there. You can go off and ask some questions, hit submit. And then also we're following on the Twitters, hashtag #LevelUpAzure, in case you have any kind of questions that you want to ask as well, before and after the event, potentially, if you have anything going on. We're shifting gears a little bit today, as I mentioned, in case you're watching this live. Today we're talking a bit more around the PaaS type offerings, you know, platform as a service type offerings. And so I reached out to the Azure Websites team, and Yohai was very nice to be able to agree to come on and talk to us a little bit about what it is to know about Azure Websites.
Sure. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much for having me here. My name is Yohai Kiryadi. I'm a program manager on the Azure team, working with Azure Websites for quite some time now. And as you said, this is a kind of a PaaS offering. Mm-hmm. So the title of the session is Manage Your Websites in Terms of Application, and you kind of can forget about your VMs.
Now, just out of curiosity, is there like a miniature rivalry that goes on between the PaaS people and the IaaS people?
No,
or do you all work together?
We all one big Microsoft. We okay. All know each other.
Just making sure.
We actually rely on a lot of the stuff that they're doing anyhow. Mm-hmm. So it's all one big family.
Good, good.
And like, just like any family, we have our small rivalries. Cool. So, yeah, let me take you through. If you guys have been watching this for the last couple of days, if you're mostly focusing on IaaS, obviously, virtual machine management, probably you've had some sessions about network and storage and a bunch of other stuff. So there's a few compute options with Azure. Obviously, virtual machine are one of them, and then we have cloud services, which was the first incarnation of Azure, the first PaaS offer. We got websites, we got mobile, and there is a gazillion other applications and other services that are coming online. There are about 24 on this slide. I know there are already 26 or 7 or 8. I forgot the count, and so forth. So we are, as you guys can see, platform is very, very rich, and there's a lot of stuff that you can use. And Rick, you've done a great job in sharing all of this information with those guys. So when it comes to website versus virtual machine, there's a lot of people asking what's the difference. So I got a kind of a slide next here that will kind of illustrate that. So if you look to all the way to the left on premises, you basically manage the entire stack end to end. You're responsible for everything. Physical hardware, the virtualization, network, storage, servers, backup, power, anything end to end. When you go into the cloud, a lot of those stuff are being handled for you. So if you go and manage infrastructure as a service, meaning your VMs, then a lot of stuff is being managed for you by Azure in that case. You know, the network, the racks, the power, everything around that, the networking, storage, servers, the virtualization. And you can deploy any kind of OS that you want, and you're basically managing anything on top of that stack on your own. With platform as a service, we kind of take additional responsibility with respect to the OS, middleware, and actual runtime, which we'll see it later through the demos. And you're basically left to manage your application, mostly your app and your data. And we are kind of taking care of everything else for you. That's including everything with respect to scale, up and down, moving application, updating the OS, patching the OS, updating runtime, security, all of that. is happening for you. And we are definitely maintaining the SLA as well on top of that. So with platform as a service on Azure websites, with a single VM, basically, we guarantee the 99.95 level of SLA, which is part of the platform as it is. Specifically, if you're looking at website, website is a pretty awesome platform, so we think. And there's a slew of features here, which I'm not going to go through at all. We kind of classify and bucket them to work with enterprise and global scale and the build for DevOps in terms of would be easier for us to basically kind of talk about it to different audiences. But I'm not going to go through the slide. I'm just going to basically show the rate of and the pace that we are innovating. Those are highlighted in blue right now are the only thing feature that we have released since last build, basically, in April. There are a few more probably I need to highlight or add. This was just like a, 6 weeks old slide?
Yeah.
So I need to add a few more features we released last week. But basically, this slide just showed the innovation and pace that we have on the platform. And we get to do this because we are kind of riding on top of Azure. So websites is built on cloud services, per se, because we manage thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of VMs on behalf of our customers, and platform as a service, even for us on the cloud service, is very important. So with that in mind, key scenario that we're targeting, and I hope this kind of address some of the audience who are listening to us today. Corporate websites, anything from your regular .com, enterprise sites, any large event, e-commerce, whatever you have. Marketing sites and enterprise web applications, which are the standard line of business applications. We have support for that too. And we are also being able to, and we'll show it, use the fancy network and hybrid connection and VPN and VNet to tunnel in from the cloud to on-premises and so forth. But the biggest thing the biggest claim to fame, or one of the biggest claim to fame, is just how easy website is and what do you do with it. And we title it in terms of DevOps, and I know this is IT audience, but it's still kind of the same message all up. So I'm going to go and jump in between the different slides and the different options that we have here in terms of the app and just show what we can. So first, you can develop with whatever you want, right? We can obviously have .NET, but you can run Node, PHP, Python, Java. You can actually run C++ as well and so forth. There's a lot of variety and stuff that you can show in the app. If I'll take you, for example, through the marketplace and through the web, if you scroll down a little bit here, you'll be able to see that we have a wide variety of apps. So we obviously the .NET and Stack and JavaScript, Node.js, PHP, Python, Jython. We have kind of a bunch of framework and so forth. So if your dev guys are geeks and digging a bunch of different stacks to use, then you can see here that we support a wide range of those. And I'll show it in a second.
But it's not just all the Microsoft stuff. It's not just a whole bunch of others as well.
We run WordPress, for example. We'll show it in the sample. So you run the WordPress application. When you install the WordPress, just a couple of minutes, but I will install something else in a second. But when you install WordPress, basically you don't need to separately install a Linux box with MySQL on it and Apache and then install the bits. We actually make everything for you.
Okay.
And we'll see it in a second during the demo of the gallery. Actually, let's just go now and talk about it. Gallery, yeah. So one thing we have is a gallery, this is the gallery for websites, and you see there's a bunch of stuff in it. Bunch of blogs and CMS, again, .NET and non-.NET, PHP, Node, Python, we got framework and so forth. So let me just find our Canonical Baker application that we use to create website and see how easy it is. So basically, I go through the create. I'll pick up Bakery IaaS Days Demo. This is the site. It goes and creates it against the default Azure website.net. You can later obviously change that. There's a few settings here that are already set up in before, but this is basically just kind of explaining which subscription, what is the location I'm going after, resource groups, and web hosting plan, and something that we'll touch upon in a second. I'll hit the create button, and it takes a couple of second up to a minute, basically. And what you'll see here is we are actually creating the site. So we're going in, we're finding the right VM to which we go, and go, we do the deployment, not to the VM, but we actually deploy into the Azure website's container, you would say. And in hopefully a couple of seconds, you'll see here the bakery.
And this obviously that we're using right now is the new portal, or the preview portal, I guess is what we're still calling it at this point in time. You could have done this for the most part through the old management portal.
Pretty much everything the same thing. You go compute, websites, you can create from gallery. You let the gallery, it's a little bit of a different menu, mm-hmm. basically. But I believe...
Probably like some other offerings. Some templates. Of them are there, some of them might not be there because they're published to the portal.
Use the bakery, basically. Yeah. So you can do the same thing. And as again, I can choose the web resource, web hosting plan, which basically you should be able to see the ISD is over here somewhere. Here they are.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing. So yeah, it's basically the same portal in respect to websites. Both portals show exactly mm-hmm. identical data. So it's still working on that. Should have been done by now, by the way. That's the billing, we don't really care. All right, see, it just got done. Ooh. Still preview, right?
Authentication issues, that's all. We've noticed a bunch of authentication issues that have been popping up throughout the week for lots of different people, so. There we go.
Right, so this is the bakery for the IaaS demo. And I got a bunch of stuff here that we'll cover in a second, but if I hit the browse button, we'll go ahead and you'll see our website. Now, this is a template website. It's obviously built in and canned and so forth, but you get the idea. This is how quickly you can actually go ahead and spin up a website
So this particular offering is more than just a simple, here's a web server and it's done for the one that you're showing us. It actually has multiple levels to it that I see.
With respect to?
Just with the back in the portal, it looked like it had multiple different layers to what was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Websites, you have multiple instances, you have different things associated with it.
Yeah, so with respect to with Azure websites, we'll see it in a second once we get into the details of another site that I already have pre-created mm-hmm. in advance. But when you create a website, you deploy it into what we call a resource group and a web hosting plan. Mm-hmm. And a web hosting plan basically can define a set of servers in which you can have. So behind the scene, there is a service. There are a set of servers, and you can choose the size, small, medium, large. You can choose the number of them, instances, and we'll all see all of that in a second.
Okay.
But the purpose of the demo is to show you the richness and how quick and easy it is to basically create stuff with Azure websites. So once you go through the gallery, you can create your own site, you can do whatever you want. Once you create it, there are multiple deployment options. So you can use FTP or web deploy, which are the basics. There are source control and for continuous deployment and integration. If you guys are supporting your dev team, obviously they want to continuously deploy and integrate, and every check-in goes into kind of in a safe environment into which you can run. You can do that with our integration into Visual Studio Online, Git or TFS, GitHub, Bitbucket, and a few others. And obviously we support kind of Dropbox or debug console if you really want to get hectic and crazy. But the nice thing about this is that we kind of, once you deploy, we take care of everything for you. So if you're running on multiple VMs, we actually make sure that all those VMs see the latest files and so forth. So mm-hmm. we have all this magic happening behind the till for you. So if you look at everything, we're not going to go through the entire cycle as it gears up, as it basically goes through a lot of dev-oriented tasks. But basically, in terms of the easiness here is you don't care for what type of platform is running, what type of server is actually running behind your scene. You're not managing any of that. You have a website, you look at it within the application aspect. Mm-hmm. So you have an app, you can have multiple of them on the set of servers, and you basically set up a repository, you deploy, and it goes, as you see, it goes out, and it's pretty easy.
So working, as an example, as an IT professional, working with your dev team with this, You're able to go in and deploy the base level. They can then tie into one of the deployment mechanisms,
right.
GitHub or Visual Studio Online, check in their code, check in the revisions, and then go through it. And then it'll just seamlessly go through up into the actual website for application
right.
that's up and live. And then potentially you as an IT person could still go in and tweak the different knobs and levers for scaling or for other
yep.
types of things in the background.
Exactly like that. So there's a bunch of stuff here. This slide is actually packed in with a lot of information, even it's only mm-hmm. fancy on icons and animation. But basically we have multiple slots. So just like with cloud services or IaaS, you can have your dev and test environment.
Mm-hmm.
We support a wide range of slots, so you can have any number of them. So you can have your production running in a safe place, and you can have all your dev test environment in multiple slots,
mm-hmm.
which are, slots is basically a site that is associated with your production site or any main site.
Mm-hmm.
And they can share in, configuration and information, and they can propagate across them. So you can publish into one place and then basically whoever is running the operations basically can run the test scaling and testing mm-hmm. and figure out if this build is okay, and then can propagate it slowly through their progress.
Okay.
And then the cycle continues basically and so forth. The nice thing about it is because it's all tied in, every check-in or deployment can just go through and so forth. Cool, so let's just see some of that in action. It will be kind of a nice thing, right? I mean, let's see some demos around here. So let's see some of our websites that we have, and I'll start with the slots, for example. So we have actually, you know what? Let's actually do it with the original site that we've created,
mm-hmm.
just to show the purpose. So this is the Fortin Coffee, right? So we have a website here. And just to illustrate what we're doing, I'll go to, this is the site that we have created. And what I want to do is basically, I'm gonna scroll down here, find where the slots, deployments.
Under continuous deployment?
No. Here it is. So I'm going to add another slot. And let's call it test for a second, right? And as you can see, I can clone configuring. I can clone the same configuration. I can have the same parameters. So I can
mm-hmm.
Change if whether I want my connection string or anything like that, back and forth and so forth. So just by creating that slot, it'll take a couple of seconds to create the slot. Once I have the slot, basically I have another site which is associated with this site. And again, it's all being managed for you. And I'll just show you guys this site. So basically, it's just another site. I click it, and you'll see here the same kind of blade with the same kind of information. It's running, it's part of the same resource group, part of the same web hosting plan. The thing is that this is right now just an empty site, so it will show up empty. But here is the site. And it basically has a different URL, test what we said versus the real one. And what I can do now is I can hit the swap button, which will switch between them.
So literally like as you mentioned, a test site or a staging site.
Yep.
So
this could be a test or staging site, and I'm sorry, this could be a test or staging site. Imagine
mm-hmm.
you have something real in here. And basically that's it. I'm gonna switch this. Choose destination, it's swapping, it's basically kind of done. So if I go to was the proper URL, it will now show basically the empty site because
mm-hmm.
we just created it, we haven't deployed anything there. So here it is, completely instantaneously, you see there how quick it is. And if you go to the proper one test, so now we'll hold basically the old sites, which is kind of the real site in our case and so forth. So you guys can see how easy and quick it is to manage that at an app level. And everything else happening behind the scene for you.
Now, because it did a swap like that, I'm assuming this also could act like a very quick oops,
yes.
Do button.
So we have the oops and do button.
Wrong, right?
Yeah, I think one of the important things is to show, just to as a reference, is I can, if I close those, I can create any number of slots, right?
Mm-hmm.
This could be, dev one. And you can have any number of them that you carry. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go for a cycle for the animation on the slides, you can see like we have a staging site, which basically means that, hey, I'm going to have two sites. I can connect those sites to Visual Studio Online. They can deploy. Everything we can do with a regular site, you can do with any of the staging sites, obviously. And then when you're ready, you're done with your testing, you hit the swap button, and that's it. Magic happens, and now production is what used to be staged and so forth. We have also another thing, because as you said, this is an oops undo button, right? But what happened when you run a very big, large site, right? Mm-hmm. The oops undo button is painful regardless. So what we're saying is, instead of shifting 100% of your entire traffic, basically, with testing in production, which is another cool feature, kind of associated to slot, you could decide in real time which percent of the traffic goes where.
Oh.
So think of it like with IaaS. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen there's an internal load balancer,
yes,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
can check and do all of that. But you are owning this. You have to manage all of mm-hmm. that. There is no easy way that your programmers can go ahead and tweak that or anything like that. This is on any environment within the PaaS platform for Azure websites. You can basically go ahead and just tweak the parameters, and I can show you it right now. Let's say let's go back to our demo. Very simple. Let's say we want to between tests and the other site. We're going back to the bakery, and we'll look at testing in production. And I'm going to do something which is we wouldn't usually do that. I'm going to set like 50-50.
Oh, okay.
Just to show the demo.
For the demo purposes.
Right.
You would go with a smaller percentage on the new beta site, if you will.
Correct. I hit the save button and so forth. So you guys understand, I actually have even a better demo, but you guys now, we understand we have two sites. We have this production site, which shows, whatever it shows. And we got this one, which is the actual test. What I want to show you is that whenever you go to this one, I'm going to do it through here. So we are here. So there is something that we have. We have cookies there, and this is how we set. So every user basically come in is being assigned with the cookie, and this is 56, so it's above the 50%, so you get one site, and obviously. So this thing is, the important thing is, for your application, you can carry the session. So as you go in, you'll always land on the same version.
Okay.
So it's important for that kind of, it's a session cookie and so forth. So if I delete it and refresh, obviously,
61.
For the demo purposes, we'll never get.
There's 80.
I probably shouldn't go, to the lottery.
There's voila. 13.
Right, and this is the same URL.
Okay.
So in terms of your app, you have full control on how you can go basically and run this very safely.
This is really, really cool.
So it's pretty nice. Some of the capabilities that are built and baked in into the system.
Now, is this through Traffic Manager, or is this through just another different engine, if you will, that is unique to the Azure websites?
So that's a great, great question. It's not through Traffic Manager.
Okay.
And it's not the traffic, well, it's not Traffic Manager. Azure websites is a managed service for mm-hmm. you. We take care of the platform. So other than the web servers that actually run your code, there is a whole slew of infrastructure that supports that, all this fancy mm-hmm. stuff that happens behind the scene. So we have our own load balancer basically in front of your web server, and we manage that. For you, basically. So we have seen those two. Let's see where we are next with testing. So this is cool because, hey, if something bad happened, I haven't seen it in the demo, but as easy as that I set it up, I can just take it away. And your oops moment now is a lot less mm-hmm. expensive. Even 20% is high, or 50 definitely, but you can manage doing all that.
We had one question that came up from Ray. I don't know if this one applies or not, but you were talking earlier on about the different types of platforms that are supported on top of the Azure websites. What do we do when there's changes to those underlying platforms? Like, some of them had versions of stuff,
right.
1.8.1,
right,
whatever
right,
happens
right,
to
right,
be.
Right.
Do we handle notifying people? Do they happen automatically through the third-party provider?
So
how do we handle versioning of those?
So that's a great question. We are definitely can improve some of the things that we have. So we don't notify on anything that mm-hmm. we do. We're notifying on some of the stuff that we are doing. We're notifying on big massive operation that we are doing mm-hmm. and so forth. We're not notifying on every hot fix or every fix that we are pushing out mm-hmm. or any security patch or anything like that. If you look here, for example, there is a wide variety of PHP versions or .NET versions and so forth. But for example, when we switch from 4.5.1 to 4.5.2, we don't notify anyone mm-hmm. after the fact. We kind of probably need to do it a little bit before or be more transparent and yada yada. On the websites, I don't remember the exact URL, but on the Azure websites, under the websites service, we have a page which basically calls out for the everything we install on the box. Mm-hmm. Because eventually I'll show you how you can get to kind of the box and you see everything that is installed over there. So we update it after the fact. All right. So we've seen this. Let's see some of the fancy stuff over here. So we've seen the app. We've seen how easy it is to create and manage. What I want to show now is basically I already have an application here. I already set up and configured a bunch of stuff on it. You can see some traffic and analytics and data and web tests and so forth. This is some of the stuff that will be more of the day-to-day operations and management of everything related to that. What I want to start is with the hardware, the servers. So I got a website here. It's a different website. There are 7 other websites running on that cluster. I got a storage account of it. There is a SQL, and so there's a bunch of hit on the more button. As you can see, there is a lot of stuff associated with this, like the storage, all my different sites, and so forth. So all of this basically run on what we call a web hosting plan. A web hosting plan is the name here is default server farm, but you can think of it as a cluster of servers. Mm-hmm. It's a logical representation of X number of servers that are being dedicated to run only your sites. Now you can obviously choose and scale whether you want to run on a shared environment or a dedicated environment. Mm-hmm. This is an example of a dedicated environment. And what you see here basically is you're seeing the blade that described that farm, that web hosting plan. For example, you can see the situation and the status of the VM, the underlying VM that is running. So I got 8 websites, they're all running, and as you can see, I'm pretty hot in terms of memory usage. CPU is not so much, but obviously I'm running probably on a small instance. Yeah, running over here on small, as mm-hmm. you can see. We'll see it in a second. So this is a view of the underlined VM that is running. Now you may not be able to RDP into the VM, but we'll give you enough information to understand like, hey, the status of the VM, you know, CPU, the data, the disk queue, HTTP queue, all the important to manage your web application, whether mm-hmm. it's a website, it's a mobile application, you know, anything like that. So obviously you can change it to our, you can add some stuff to it and so forth. The nice thing about this view or the ability that we have is that I am able to set up alerts. And again, this is at the VM level. So you can go ahead, edit a rule here, it'll give you a little hint here, you know, above 60%, anything like that. I can change it. You know, to 45, and then my text will be wrong and line change, and can give you a little bit of hint. Nice thing about it is you can basically set up a rule for every metrics that we expose. Mm-hmm. And this again at the VM level, so you can enjoy both the VM aspect of the management and rules and alert and everything that goes with that, as well as the site itself. So once we understand that, we can talk about scale. You can see here scale. I'm running between. This is the scale bar. I've set up to enable the auto scale. Sorry, it's running between 1 and 3 VMs. And on purpose, I set it to do a very, very low values and threshold just mm-hmm. to be able to demo it in the right scenarios. And you can see scaling operations up here coming up and down, actually. You can see the black line and so forth. Happened before. The nice thing about scale options and the metric is again we're not just bound to CPU. If your applications or you have set of rules of stuff like that are running hot on memory or anything like that, you can actually go ahead and add different metrics to your autoscaling rules.
Oh, okay.
And basically, based on memory or disk or data in and out, you can add those, and they'll be aggregated to and or kind of equation that allow you to control or have finer, better control in when you scale up and down.
So just really simply, if there happens to be a massive load increase on your individual website in question, the auto scale, because it's turned on for performance with your metrics, will increase the number of instances that will then distribute the load across them automatically. Yep. We don't have to worry about any of that.
Right.
Azure just takes care of that as a service.
Right. So the platform, correct. So yes. Exactly like this. So you basically mm-hmm. you set up your maximum number. You can, you know, go all the way to 10 if you really want. It doesn't really matter. It will not go to 10 right now.
Yes.
I don't even mind. It will not go into 10. It will stay in 1 because I don't really have a low. But when I run my low test, you can actually see it gradually going up.
Okay.
And so forth. So that's a cool thing on that. We touched about the tiers a little bit. So we have a few tiers. We got the standard tier, which are our topest tier. And you can choose between small, medium, and large VMs over here. We got basic, which is again dedicated as well. Only your web application runs on basic tiers, your dedicated hardware for your websites. Mm-hmm. And then we get the shared environment, which is a shared application and free for kind of the dev and test and lower scale app. We have ability to do virtual network and stuff like that, but we'll see it on a different sample. So once we're done with understanding on seeing the kind of the VM aspect of management, now we're back into the app. So for every single website that I have on this resource group that runs on the cluster of VMs, everything I'm going to show is kind of applicable. You can show monitoring. So this is, again, seeing the view within a single app. Mm-hmm. So for this app, for example, you can see these are kind of the, you can definitely understand what is going on here. The 600 is kind of give a hint of the, this is just basically the keep alive that I'm pinging my site all the time from mm-hmm. my web test. But you can see here the different values coming up and down. And this will give you, let's see, the chart. And the chart itself, this is within the application. You can see here, this is on the app level, all the different errors that you can understand, the memory, server errors, the request, average memory set, the response time, and so forth. And again, just as before, when we expose all these metrics, you can go up and set any kind of alert. So you can, at the app level, say that, hey, if this application behaves too much and there are too many errors happening, as you can see here, there were some errors happened, two days ago or yesterday in the morning. If there are too many of those errors, for whatever reasons, then you would get an email. And you can execute some sort of scripts and so forth. So there's a very rich set of capabilities in that build around that. So this is leveraging all of capability of Azure kind mm-hmm. of altogether and bringing them as one unified experience to manage, to do less of managing your infrastructure or physical or the physical, virtual VMs basically, mm-hmm. but more of the app that you want to have in that. Another cool thing around those stuff is like the web test. So you can, you know, set web tests into which you go and ping your application. And it will go and do some testing. Let's increase the time range. Let's do like 3 days. I remember I had some hiccups somewhere at some point. But, you can see here that I've set some rules, and those rules are basically go ahead and check everything. Oh, yeah, there is a run little red dot over here. You can see that those will give you kind of an SLA. If everything that we've seen thus far, the CPU, the VM, actual load and metrics, the sites information, traffic, response, errors, and stuff like that, everything we've seen thus far is from inside out, so mm-hmm. anything running within Azure, the VMs, and the application, this is the view of outside in. This is basically us probing this application from across different data region, different region, basically different data centers in different regions, going and probing my application, and here's the error that I have. And by the way, I can click here, it will open it in Visual Studio. Obviously, with production, you won't be able to see a lot of information other than the error, but if you have test, mm-hmm. you're using a tip for various reasons, you can actually combine this into a pretty good solution of how you view and manage everything for your application as a whole.
So basically automated testing to the point of, in this case, a very simple one, simply is it responding and how long is it taking? And then multiple points that's being tested against to the app from
right.
the outside looking in. And then you schedule how frequent and also what the thresholds are for any kind of failures.
Yeah, you can test everything around that. You get emails, you can get activities and so forth. In the future, we'll tie it into like actions that you can take, like script that we'll be able mm-hmm. to run on your behalf.
Okay.
Like, hey, restart my site. Stuff like that too usually helps at that point in time. So we've seen this. Another interesting aspect is the events. So you can basically see all the different events and the operation that happened on the site. This is important because we log everything that happens, any operation that takes place on this site as well as on you know, the infrastructure, the VM, and so forth. So what we see here is a bunch of backups, and we can see the backup later, but basically you can see, hey, who initiated the backup, what subscription, who did it, what the event operation, the description, the time, and so forth. So there's full audit trail, full management, the capabilities. This is being saved for 180 days, view for like 90 days, and so forth. And you can obviously access it through the Azure API. But again, we just like surface everything for you in one simple, easy location. Backup, as I say, we take care of backup for you as well. So as you can see, there is a daily backup. This has been backup for quite some time now. There is a storage account into which you can backup and can backup this. You can include a database. So if you have a database, you can basically say like, hey, backup my database as well, including SQL Azure and MySQL.
Oh, okay.
And
that was actually a question that just came up when you mentioned backups.
Yeah.
Was the fact that it's not just the website you're backing up.
Right.
It's actually the website and, in this case, a supported database as well.
So it's the website content, whatever you have, code, you know, static content and whatever you have that you deploy within your websites, all the setting and the configuration that you see in front of you, and the database itself. So we back up the whole thing. The nice thing about this is like, I can pick up a backup, since the list is here, let's say yesterday. And here's a backup. There's basically a zip file. You can just take the zip file. You can download it. If you have access to the storage account, it's yours. You should be able to access. You can download, retrieve, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Or you can, in a very simple click, you can restore it. So I can click restore. And now I can restore it into quite some time, quite, you know, cool. It's like the slots. So now I can pick. Remember, we had different slots.
Okay, that's the tie-in there for sure. You can before you do this, if you didn't already have a slot, you can very quickly just make up a slot.
Yeah, create a new slot right here
to be able to go off and bring it back.
You can, I can deploy directly into production. Probably not the
not a good idea.
Not a good idea. I can deploy it into my stage, or I can create a new slot just for the backup. You can just deploy it to retrieve some data or information, anything like that.
Yeah.
And something happened, and now we're back here. So you get the idea. So we've seen the backup. We've seen this. I'll show some other stuff as well.
You're going to be talking about the networking piece coming.
I'll be talking to the networking piece on a separate demo. I have another demo for that.
No problem.
Yes, the networking piece is basically the ability of connecting a website into a virtual network. So the demo that we'll see in a second is I have a virtual network, a VM set up on.
We'll save it for the demo.
In a second demo,
exactly. This is essentially our tie-in into the IaaS type space.
Completely,
Right? So we'll save that for later.
Right. While we don't provide an RDP, you can add RDP into it. One of the big differences between Azure websites or IaaS VM is that you cannot RDP into the box. Mm-hmm. We don't provide that because we manage that. You cannot RDP into the box. You cannot get admin access or admin roles to do something like that. And therefore, one of the side effects that is happening there is you also cannot install anything that's not being deployable. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't come with your websites and come sort of any being deployable format, you can't really do anything. However, with this console, what you see right here, this we can, like, this is our way to kind of bypass some of that and provide the next level of access / support to your application if you need to be able to diagnose anything. Mm-hmm. There are some errors and stuff like that. So first of all, if you hit the environment, for example, you see all the environment variable and all the information that we have, like, you know, what you're running for and the system information, all the app setting information coming from, you know, connection string, environment variables, and a bunch of other stuff. This site, just to make sure that we are on the same page, is it's on the so what we call the SCM endpoint, and it's protected by Active Directory, so you won't be able to access unless you logged in as the owner of the site at that point, so just to be safe. Some of the cool thing that we have here is like you can run PowerShell if you want.
Oh, wow.
You can run command line, and this is the site, right? This works, you can see there, you can see like all the content. And the nice thing is like those are kind of the same, so I can go away.
So you're actually doing a web-based PowerShell console to the Azure website that is running this particular application.
Correct. And you can see the site itself. So this is the site, this is the root. You can see like all the information.
Okay.
You can see like files,
yeah.
You know, there's HTML and everything around that. You probably don't want to play too much with those. but you can because you can actually edit them.
Oh, okay.
You can see everything here. And any changes will go directly to the change and so forth. This is galleries. Let's go and say like, you know, IaaS days, hit the save button. And we're up, and probably need to figure out a way to show the site, right? I haven't seen it like, as I have changed it, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you guys, you haven't seen it before, but trust me, it works. So that's that. The another thing, I mean, basically there's everything here. You have your log files, all the logs are here. Event XML, very important. The event XML basically is like the startup. If something bad happens or you're up, like you have all the events here from the IIS log, everything goes here. So we provide a lot of the information to basically compensate the fact that you cannot go into
the RDP
yeah. into yeah. RDP or
you
test.
Just showed me some stuff that I now need to go back and check my websites.
Yeah,
because I didn't even know this was possible.
So there's
we
all
go off and do this.
Yeah, you get the you know into our internal data. We show some just to show you where we in terms of what we have. Over here, for example, this is like you know in terms of your site, you can see you got the temp folder here, you got app data. You got a bunch of stuff. This is information. This is the like the inner working of how your website is working. Mm-hmm. So devs will obviously like it, but everybody can manage that. Now the important thing is that even when you scale up and down in terms of what you see, you can basically, this view is compressed for all of the console.
Okay.
But if you want to go into a specific VM, you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool stuff that we have to show is like if I go to the support site, give it a second, it'll take to authenticate.
Mm-hmm.
But basically this will show another interesting view, another aspect of what you can get. So it will show you real-time analysis of the traffic that you're getting for your site. Basically this refresh every couple of minutes, mm-hmm. every couple of seconds, it's very short. This is really good to just diagnose the issues and problems.
Okay.
But if you go to analyze, you can see that you can run diagnostics automatically and we collect information like views, log, dump, memory, anything like that, and we do some write some analytics on top of that. For you, you can look at the view, the event view, you can see like you know, errors or stuff like that happened with my site. You can see the details around here and you can read and understand them. And then you can look at specific role metrics. The difference between that view and the other view that you've seen in the other portal is that if you have multiple instances, you'll see them all here, one by one. And you can restart any single one of them. So you imagine you have three or four machines, only one of them is not feeling that well.
Mm-hmm.
You can beam into directly each one of them. You can see like too much memory, too many errors on that specific, remember, we are automatically load balancing for you.
Yeah.
So out of, let's say, three, one is not feeling that well, you'll be able to handle just that one.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, so how are we on time? We got 15 minutes, right? So let's see the other demos, right?
Yeah.
The network, maybe?
The stuff that you're just showing now is just amazing. Like I had no idea you were able to go into this kind of level of granularity for managing the websites because it is a platform as a service type offering.
Yeah, a lot of folks are not fully aware of the stuff that we can do here. So as I said, I'm going to show you some now. A demo, basically, it's this demo is that we'll see will connect a website running on Azure into a VM that also runs on Azure, but that VM is basically within the VNet.
Mm-hmm.
Both, and then what we're seeing in the, what we'll see in the demo is the ability of the Azure websites to connect to that VNet. Now, the reasoning I'm connecting to the VNet, to the VM, sorry, is I want to show that on the on that VM we have an app and we have a SQL and we can access the SQL and, you know, when you change stuff on the application, connects to that database, basically,
mm-hmm.
And changes that and back and forth. So we'll see that in a second. So that's the VM. And now I need to go and try to remember the website in which we have my stuff. Hopefully this one, if I remember correctly.
While we're waiting for this one to come up, I just had a quick question here that came up on Twitter. I was asking about for the devs in multiple slots, as an example.
Yep.
Are you able to have them to connect up to that individual slot with FTP, as an example, or with their publishing tool, be it Git or Visual
yes.
Studio, and they go just into that one slot?
Correct.
As opposed to the other one?
Yes.
It's just a matter of the credentials that they're providing, or
yes.
the URL they're providing?
Yeah. So each slot can be viewed as a completely distinct website
right.
or an app. Mm-hmm. Into which you can deploy, beam in, do any management operation regardless.
Okay.
So the answer would be yes.
Another question that we had was all that under the covers stuff you just showed us with the PowerShell, be able to go off, take a look at different instances.
Yeah.
What if I go in there and like really screw something up?
So
does
you
that screw up with our SLA that we have?
It's a good question. And the answer is that you can't really screw up something that is outside of your app. So you cannot. You can have, I mean, you'll be able to go into kind of all kind of folder, including Windows and 32 and all
yeah.
of that. You can see a bunch of stuff. So you can see everything that we install,
yeah.
you know, all the bits and binaries and so forth. But you have read-write access only to a very subset of that VM,
oh,
and
okay.
only your websites.
Yeah.
And from within a website, that website cannot access anything off another app website that mm-hmm. runs on the same VM.
Okay, so it's a managed, if you will, view of what it is you're taking a look at.
Correct.
Okay, good.
And so you're running within that sandbox and you cannot really do anything
good.
Around that.
Thanks.
So what we have here is we have an app. It's a very, very, very simple app. What's the password? What's the user?
You're on your own for this one.
So what we're kind of seeing here is this is an ASP2 app. It's
okay.
an old app.
Old app.
Very old app. I forgot to mention, Azure Websites also supports ASP, you know, classic.
Okay.
For
ASP. Actually, there was a question from Michael up there about classic stuff.
Yeah, so we support classic stuff.
Okay.
We support classic stuff. The thing with classic is, a lot of those classic have COM objects
yes.
come with them. And unfortunately, you cannot install the COM objects. So if you have a basic or a simple classic app, it probably work. If you have COM, you need to kind of test it case by case.
Okay, good to know.
Then some of those COMs can be fooled into not being part of the registry and mm-hmm. be still used directly. So what we see here is a very, very simple app. You know, whatever we have here, it's a timesheet kind
yep.
of time tracker,
yep.
right? If you, if I log in into our internal environment in Microsoft to report a sick day or a leave day, it's kind of look pretty much the same. So it's in that idea, it's an app that is supposed to be kind of internal. And what do we have here? I'll just show you basically. You can fill up the day. You know, let's choose today. Okay, let's say, 2 hours here, demo during last days. I'll add the entry, it added here, it's number 24, demo during IaaS days, and what we have here is, let me just refresh, probably it will, and that's the new entry that we had.
Okay.
Now, I can show you the connection string and everything, but we're running a little bit short on time. This app over here, basically behind the scenes, connect through an Azure, through the virtual network to that VM.
So we've got a fully managed and curated Azure website that's being now connected through to a virtual network
right.
where the IaaS space
Correct.
Runs, if you will.
Yep.
And then also, because it's an IaaS and it's a virtual network, supporting infrastructure, that could be connected to on-premises.
Right. So if exactly right. So
okay.
if your VNet basically you can connect to site to site, so point to site basically connect back to your on-premise environment.
Oh, okay.
And you can do the full loop basically through that. And then some of you might ask, hey, how do you do? I mean, you know, what would you do that for? So you can consider, you know, any application that we have a bunch of those. Like, you know, at the end of the month, you need to report, you know, financial stuff. Everybody go in and do their stuff and stuff. So you can scale up and down. If you're running on-premise, you have to manage everything, and the SLA kind of drops or fluctuates, depends on the load. Over here, you can scale up and down and manage that. The one kind of the cool thing that we have, if I go, for example, for the bakery, if I go to the config, and you can see I'm playing with any of the sites, we added a feature recently for websites, which allows you to, hopefully, today, thank you, which allows you to, where is it, certificate, domain names, authentication. I can now basically go ahead and secure this website with Active Directory.
Oh, okay.
With a single click. So hopefully it will load. Basically, you can say any users associated with an app, mm-hmm. only they can access.
And when you mention Active Directory, we're talking Azure Active Directory at this point in time?
Yes, okay. This is Azure Active Directory.
So the previous module, in case you missed this because we're live, in case you watch this in review on demand mode, Simon May talked all about Azure Active Directory, how you can do synchronization with your own on-premises Active Directory.
Right.
And then it's literally just a matter of a tick box that you just showed there to be able to connect up this application for authentication purposes to the already set up Azure Active Directory
right.
synchronization.
So just to show, to prove the point, basically we have the Contoso Travel, which now I need to figure out, wow. Contosoweb.net. Is it .net? Yes. Ha.
Password's expired.
Password expired. What do you do now?
Or incorrect user ID too.
Anyway. I guess we won't see this demo. But yeah, that demo would show the Active Directory as well, integration into like fully managed Active Directory. But as you can see here, this is a pretty big directory, so I'm not going to show everything, but because the Microsoft, it has a lot of them. But basically, if you have your own directory, you can manage that, and then you can choose which app goes to where, and then you cannot access the site without being authenticated through Azure Active Directory.
Oh, okay. So no major change required to the site itself. It's simply a matter of when this option's turned on, you have to have the authentication available and then authenticate through. If you're allowed to use it, then it lets you through.
Correct. And this is with no code. I mean, just configuration. Obviously, if you want to code that part, you can use this Azure
right.
Active Directory SDK and you can obviously have fun with that.
And
but
so
some of the older apps don't have that. So
true.
When you go out to the cloud, this is another way to just protect them.
So it's an example of a line of business application that you normally wouldn't publish to the outside world, but now you can use the outside world infrastructure of Azure websites
right.
to be able to run this application in a scalable fashion and then still connect up to internal resources because of the virtual network, if
correct.
That's required. And then also now secure that so you're not leaving it open for anyone to be able to hit.
Exactly.
Because they won't get past that authentication screen.
Yep.
Just like you were blocked on that authentication
screen.
Pretty
much.
As well.
Just like that.
Awesome.
Cool. So we got five more minutes, right?
Yeah, about 5 minutes left.
I got plenty of demos. So you can take questions. I can show scale. I mean, whatever you guys fancy.
Yeah, well, we do have a question here from Remy. This was back from the very beginning side of things, and this is something that you'd be able to hopefully clarify for us in the IT pro world, because I actually don't really know the whole difference between this, is simply Azure websites versus Web roles. Are Web roles basically going away, and Azure websites is now the new thing? Or are they still around and it's a completely different subject matter?
Right. So I think they're still around. Whatever you see here, websites runs on top of cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
Specifically, the only answer I would give Remy with the web role is that if you have any type of a web application, mm-hmm. mobile application, web API, anything like that, there is a whole slew of stuff that I haven't shown, which is the web job, which is you can run any arbitrarily executable
mm-hmm.
In any fashion. Fully managed, again, will enjoy everything that we've seen here. Same deployment method, so it doesn't have to be a web app.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have those, and your application doesn't require any special elevation in terms of admin, or doesn't require to install anything specifically, anything that you can bin deploy, when you can go with your web app, then you probably would be better off with websites where you can see all the innovation. Web role are there as well as a worker role, and they'll continue to be there and be supported for a very long time.
And then obviously you were showing us a lot of stuff through the preview portal.
Yeah.
And then there's the classic or the current management portal. Rob is asking, is this stuff only available in the preview portal?
No, it's all basically, just to make sure, Azure Websites is fully GA service
mm-hmm.
and it's fully out there. And if I go here and you can see all my websites, the bakery demo that we've created, pretty much all the functionality is here, just align and show differently.
Okay.
And I want to another show just the power of the platform in terms of what it can do. I'm going to show you guys a WordPress site.
Okay.
So this is a WordPress site, and the uniqueness about this WordPress site is that it's actually a few sites. So we use Traffic Manager, and this is the build demo that we showed at build. Mm-hmm. But it's a Traffic Manager that is pointing to two different sites. One site is here on the West Coast.
Okay.
And a different site is on the East Coast. You guys can run NS Lookup for whatever you want to see. If you don't believe me, those will show you two distinct different data center and IPs and so forth. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about this site is that all everything I'm going to show you now is completely synchronized behind the scene.
Okay.
So these sites are running in active mode, can accept user comment, blog post, output, whatever you want on any of them at the same time, and they're all fully synchronized.
Okay.
So to show this demo, let me go into one of the posts. Let's see. This post have no demos yet. Let me click on that. As you can see, I have the post here. This is the specific one. We configured WordPress to automatically, you know, use the Traffic Manager, so it already changed. So I'll go back to the West, and I'll punch in this. So we go here specifically.
P21561 is specifically that blog entry.
That's the blog entry. I'll do the same thing on the west, on the east side.
Oh, okay, so Traffic Manager is basically taken out of the equation.
Exactly, and I do the same thing on a Traffic Manager, which probably, I'm being here, mm-hmm. routes me to the West Coast as well. So this is it, they're all the same, right? I'm gonna leave a comment. We enable basically comments to be anonymous, so you don't have to do anything on that. And unlike before, I'm actually going to do scroll down on the other side, and you see there are no comments here on the east. And this works either east and west. This site is completely public here. I can go ahead and try. I'll post the comment. It will take a couple of seconds just to understand what happens. And that's it. It's pretty much it posted. This is on the west. It's already rerouted to my Traffic Manager. If I go to the east and refresh this specifically, you'll see basically the same comment here.
Wow.
Just like that. And if I... hit the back button for a second, if I look at the, this is a fully blown, I mean, we've done some work around here, but I'll show you some of the thing you can do without. If I look at this, if I look at the specific image, this image, as you can see, already coming from even a CDN, so we have added on top of that.
Oh, okay.
So this little configuration can punch a lot of power in terms of traffic. Mm-hmm. We can support millions and millions and millions of requests with very little hardware in that.
Wow.
Now, do this whole thing, it's kind of available for you today, right now. This is the power of the new portal. This is the power of Azure. If I go to Marketplace, to the web, and you go to the scalable WordPress, you will basically get very similar configuration. What we're seeing here is the scalable WordPress is one site. So if you set both of those scalable WordPress, east and west, and put a Traffic Manager on top, you're kind of done. Mm-hmm. So that's the power of the platform that to give it to you. It's the ability to harness all the different aspects of coming off Azure, propagate them into a very unified, well-addressed, behaved manner of application, and allow you to innovate and work on the app, on the extra value that you can deliver, and kind of forget the underlying infrastructure where you need.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for coming by, my friend. Sure. You've just opened my eyes to a whole slew of new areas that I didn't even know existed inside Azure website. So I can't wait to go back and take a look at some of those.
It's the weekend, man. You can.
I've got my new stuff coming on. It's going to be going on Friday and over the weekend as well. Coming right back again. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming right back after the break, we're going to be looking at I believe it's SQL workloads on top of IaaS and other things. Lots of good stuff still coming up. Stay tuned and thanks for joining us. Catch you after the break.
Thank you very much.